Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A new quick casual restaurant fires up your favorite Top Chef reality show dishes.
Unless you hunt out all the individual chefs' restaurants, there's no place that has sort of a collection of the things you've seen on the show.
It's called Top Chef Quickfire. So if you're a fan of the Bravo show Top Chef, you are going to love this new place. There's a new place in the Comcast Concourse, in the Comcast Center, and it's all about the quickfire challenges on Bravo's Top Chef show. And so they are basically recreating some of the favorite dishes, and they are going to serve it for lunch. So I spoke with the person who came up with the idea. He tells me where the idea came from, all the logistics that goes into putting it all together, and what they have to offer, how they got the recipes, and other stuff that they have there. So if you're a fan, you're going to love this one. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Comcast Center Concourse. This is building number one, not to be confused with building number two that houses the Four Seasons. And down here in this food court, there is a brand new place called Top Chef Quickfire. I'm with Scott Swiger, Vice President of Culinary Excellence with Spectra. So explain the concept to me and how you fit in.
Gotcha. So Spectra's coming to do food service in various venues around the country. We always like to be innovative and bring new culinary offerings. And so we saw a great opportunity to partner with Bravo, which has 16, almost 17 seasons now of really amazing culinary innovation and exciting things that have been done on the show. We wanted to partner with them and bring that to life for our guests and for the customers.
So people in Philadelphia may equate Spectra to something like an Aramark or like a large food service organization. How did you connect with Bravo? Were you just like, we like that, let's do something?
One of our owners is Comcast Spectacor. It's part of the Comcast family. So we're related internally. I guess we could say we're kind of cousins. And so we started reaching out internally through the organization and connected with the folks at NBC Universal and Bravo to start the conversation. Had a lot of dialogue, took a lot of time to kind of connect the dots and make sure everybody was comfortable with the brand and what we were putting out there. I've done a lot of menu testing and tasting on the items.
So let's kind of give people a visual of where you are here in the concourse. You are in the former Suki's Produce and Grocery store where they had the smoothie bar that people liked. So that's all gone, and then you had to renovate this whole section.
Yeah, so we basically took everything out. And the idea is here is we wanted a space, we wanted to really highlight the food and the culinary. So we've got open kitchen here. You can sit down at the counter, you see the chefs cooking, you see them making everything from scratch, prepared fresh. There's the ability to sit in the space, which is kind of unique in the concourse. Most don't have seating within the food establishment, so we've got counter seats as well as the chef's table. And then we also have a grab-and-go component. So we know it's an office environment. A lot of people are in a hurry. They need to get in and out quick. So we're going to have some great grab-and-go selections as well as the made-to-order.
So it seems to me like, okay, I know that this is a place where people want to, you know, have a quick lunch, but the door is open to do other things because you do have a chef's table.
Exactly. So we were really envisioning this, you know, how could we activate the space in other ways too? So whether it's a chef has a new book out and we want to do a book signing, we can do that at the chef's table. We could do guest chef events in the evening where you bring in somebody from the show and book it for a private event. So there's really a lot of opportunity with the space to engage the show, the brand, and customers in different ways.
So, Scott, tell me about the build-out of this kitchen.
Yeah, the build-out of the kitchen is unique because we didn't know what the menu was going to be to start, and we also knew that we wanted a menu that was going to change frequently, so we weren't 100% sure what equipment to have. So we probably overbuilt this kitchen, and we also incorporated some newer pieces of equipment that are really flexible in terms of cooking and holding. We have an oven that has different temperature settings per shelf and air screens to keep it differently, so we can be literally cooking four different things in the oven at the same time at different temperatures. So it really allows us a lot of flexibility.
Wow, so that must have been kind of a more expensive than usual build out.
It was definitely a more expensive than usual build out, you know, and our chefs and our culinary team is very excited to come in and get to play with all, you know, brand new cutting edge equipment.
So it's called, the space is called Top Chef Quickfire. There's a segment on the show that's a quickfire segment. And is that reflective in the menu?
It's reflective in the fact that we want to be quick. So it's kind of our quick service version of Top Chef items. Many of the items are from quickfire episodes, but not all of them. So we, you know, we've kind of curated a diverse menu of things we thought would really work well, you know, would appeal to the guests in the building. Winning dishes, you know, a lot of winning dishes and a lot of things that were close to winning dishes, you know, and we look forward to continue to incorporate a lot of new dishes as new seasons come out as well.
Because that is the thing that you really can't get off of reality television. You can't taste it. You can't smell it.
No, you can't. And they also, they're also not writing the recipe down when they're cooking it on reality television. So there's a lot of work that goes into taking the dish, and you'll see everything says inspired by because of that. So we've got to take the dish, the episode, watch what was done. There's some notes and stuff from the producers, but you really have to take that then and refine it. So there's a big process that we went through with Bravo, with their team, and with one of the chef testants and our team in recipe development and testing.
Do you consult with the chef, with the chef testant?
Yeah, in some cases we do. We consult directly with the chef testants. On this project specifically, we had Chef Eddie Conrad, who was on season 16. Eddie was involved with us in the, you know, the recipe development and a lot of tastings and refining it and really taking what you see on TV and making sure it's going to work operationally in a restaurant environment.
Were there a lot of phone calls made to, like, Eddie's friends? Hey, let's see what they actually put in if we're missing any ingredients.
One of the items on here is a po' boy that Nick Elmley did. So it was funny as we're doing the tasting, you've got Eddie texting Nick pictures of it, you know, telling him, hey, we did this, you know, better than he did on the show.
So we're walking over to the menu section, right?
Yes.
You want to tell us what's on the menu? Tell us some of the highlights. And if you know what shows they come from, that's good too. Or who did it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've actually got that included on the menu. We want people who have a favorite chef from the show to be able to look and see, oh, I loved watching, you know, Spike. And there's a turkey burger from Spike Mendelsohn from season 4 on the menu. We've been doing a lot of tastings and having friends and family in. And I'll tell you some of the favorite items so far. The queso fundido burger. It's a Rick Bayless item from Top Chef Masters. It's really good. Juicy, has a chorizo spice to it. So really nice kind of spice flavor, something unique in a burger. The truffle cognac mac and cheese, Dave Martin one, is delicious. You can top that with grilled proteins as well, so you can make it even more substantial. And the salads have been really popular. The deconstructed falafel salad has been a big hit.
I notice you also have TV screens. So is this also going to be like the place to watch the show?
We are going to have the show running on the screens. So we're going to have highlights from the past as well as current seasons footage on the show. We've talked about viewing parties. I think the show airs at like 10 o'clock, so it might not be...
That might not work with the concourse.
It might not be real-time viewing, yeah. But...
During the day, you can, like, replay it?
We can replay it and do watch parties, not real time, but we can do watch parties and events. And as the new seasons come out, we're definitely planning on doing some events in the concourse around that.
Right, because you're dependent on concourse hours.
Yes, we're dependent on concourse hours.
What else do you want to tell us about this setup?
So one of the things that's unique down here are the touchscreen kiosks.
And, wait, you have a step and repeat?
We have a step and repeat. So we're getting ready for a media opening event, and this will be out in the concourse, too. So if you're here this week, fans can come through and take pictures and take selfies with it.
It's very Top Chef-esque of you.
Very Top Chef-esque. But the idea here is there's a couple of ways you can order. You can come through and grab and go and check out with one of our cashiers. You can order at the cashiers, but there's also these great touchscreen kiosks. So take your
like they have at Wawa.
Like
I'm thinking Wawa.
Like they have at Wawa. I think the pictures are prettier.
Yes,
but you can scroll through. You can see a photo of the item, the ingredients, what's on it. There's some ability to customize. So if you want to do the salad gluten-free, having all the croutons, that's an option.
Sacrilege.
Yeah, right. But some ability to customize your items, see it beforehand, place an order, and then pick up from the counter.
Nice. What are you most excited about Top Chef Quickfire?
I'm most excited to see guest reaction. It's been really awesome as people are walking by here and we're getting ready to open.
And by the time people hear this, you'll be open.
Yep, but it's really exciting to see people's reaction. So people have watched the show, there's a lot of fans, but you've never, unless you hunt out all the individual chefs' restaurants, there's no place that has sort of a collection of the things you've seen on the show. So this is the first place where you'll be able to see that in that kind of depth and come and try different items. The thing that I think where this is unique and I really like it is it captures a lot of celebrity chefs in one spot. So we're able to tap into anything that's happened on the show through 16 seasons plus desserts plus masters and really bring that to life. So it's not necessarily reliant just on one chef. We get to tap into a bunch of different chefs.
That's a lot of menu items, though. That could get big.
It could. So that's why we want to change the menu frequently. So the menu today, there's three starters, three salads, four entree sandwich items and some desserts. And we want to keep it about that size because we want to execute the food fresh. We're cooking fresh, so it's important to keep it scalable and manageable, especially in an environment called quick fire. You have to also do that quickly.
Quickly with fire.
But we also want to change it. It's really exciting for our team and the chefs working on it to go through those menus and to tap into those dishes and those recipes and figure out how to interpret that, what happened on TV, how to interpret that now for real life and bring that here.
Are you going forward, decide what stays, what goes? Does it have to do with like what sells the best?
Yeah.
And what's new?
Yeah, it has to. I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to work from a business standpoint. So we will definitely take consumer feedback. We will see what sells the best. I anticipate that we're probably going to get a lot of requests for things. Once people know this is here, they're going to say, hey, I want to see this dish. So we're going to listen to those comments and take that into mind.
You're open to that?
We're open to that. So open to fan favorites and suggestions.
What do you think is the most unique aspect of this new opening?
It is all scratch. And I think the important thing really is, you know, it's an authentic, like authentic food experience. We're not getting things in frozen and reheating it. You know, we're really all the dressings, all the sauces, everything is being made fresh from scratch. We're doing it in a way that we can assemble it and serve it quickly, but we're not sacrificing, you know, anything in the quality.
What kind of feedback did you get from some of the Philly chef testants that you spoke with?
They're excited to see this come to life. So, I mean, everybody we've talked to about this, particularly people from the show, think it's a great idea. You know, we all kind of laugh about the development process of, you know, when they're cooking on the show, they're in the heat of the moment. They're not necessarily writing it down. So we all talked about, you know, how we take that and then translate it, inspire it, and work through the recipes. But they're...
Because it's like a handful of this and a pinch of that.
Yeah, exactly. They're cooking to taste. They're not measuring. And then the producers come back the next day, and that's when they do the one-on-one interview. They film, you know, some of the additional footage, and they'll take some notes on what they did the day before. But if you think about cooking in a 30-minute quick fire, I mean, they're literally running through the kitchen, throwing ingredients in a pan as fast as they can to make great flavors. And they make amazing dishes, but they didn't measure anything. So we've got to do a little bit of homework on that to get that. We will also have Top Chef merchandise here. So currently, Shop by Bravo online is the only other place I know of that you can get it online, but we'll actually have physical merchandise here in the store that guests can buy.
Like?
Hats, t-shirts, aprons, cutting boards, Top Chef chef hats. So if you really want to, you know, geek out to Top Chef at home, you can get all geared up in your stuff, you know, get the Top Chef cookbook and make some of these dishes at home too.
What was the most difficult part about getting this all together?
You know, I think it was connecting all the dots at first and really getting everybody a comfort level with it. So this is something new for Bravo to have their brand available, accessible by guests in this way on a daily basis, not just on TV or for a pop-up occasional thing. This is something that runs and lives on every day. So it was new for Bravo. It's also new for Spectra. We're often in contract food. We're working in somebody else's building, going into a stadium, arena, convention center, and we're executing in there based on what they're looking at for their fans and the guest experience. Where this is a restaurant space open to the public that Spectra's invested in.
Do you foresee more of these popping up around the country? Top Chef quick fire eateries?
Yeah, I do. I think the concept translates to a lot of different marketplaces. We'll see what the fan reception is to it here as a good trial run. But yeah, I'd love to see it in other places.
All right. For all you fans out there, Top Chef quick fire, your hours in the Comcast Concourse are?
10 to 7 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturdays.
All right. Well, good luck with your opening.
Thank you, Adas.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.